This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Did I break your concentration?
Never grow old, Michael. Never grow old, Michael. You never die. But you must feed. You'll never die.
Happy Friday, everybody. What's going on? It is Sessions time, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. I'm your host, Adam Hairhawk, and I love Fridays, and you know why I love Fridays. I love Fridays because I get to have a chance to interview the bands and artists that make this fantastic music. Blue Sky Riley, yes, you remember her. She was in studio with me last summer. Well, she's back, and she's brought a band. She has a whole band. We're going to be talking to them. We're also going to be talking about the Sessions concert series coming up that they'll be performing Saturday, April 13th at the Hitchin' Post in lovely Lapeer. It's going to be a good, good time. They just got here. I'm going to give them a chance to kind of kick back and relax, but going to kick things off with some Michigan-made music. And, of course, the new Ghostbusters movie opens up today in theaters. So we're going to kick things off with some Ray Parker Jr. doing the Ghostbusters theme, My Ghostbusters from 84. Here's Ghostbusters right here on Solid State Sessions, Solid State Radio, and of course, the Solid State Radio app.
Better call. ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost. You just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't hear you. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Louder.
Am I on?
Are you sure?
Okay. Hi, this is Waylon Haniel. I can't even pronounce my name. Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Waylon Haniel, and you're listening to Session Solid State Radio.
I'm your honky-tonk daddy down in Tennessee. I got this Gibson cranked up with these new guitar strings. I play you working man blues or fire down below. I'll play you anything you want to help you lighten that load. I know you came in here just to have a good time. Drink a couple cold ones, leave your worries behind. I'll sing some Waylon Jennings or a little George Jones. Play you anything you want to help you lighten that load. Throw me a 20 in the tip jar. I'll sing you some Ramblin' Man. Make it a 50 and I'll even play a little Lynyrd Skynyrd, some Sweet Home Alabama. If you close the place down, we don't get.
Waylon Haniel, lighting that load, his latest. He's at the Hitchin Post in Lapeer tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Go out there, show up, and tell them Adam sent you. They are charging a $5 cover. I know, a cover at the Hitchin Post. Who would have ever thought of anything? But trust me, it is well worth it. And they may even be sold out. I don't know. I guess snooze, you lose. Here's Alan Turner. That's Why They Make Beer. And I agree with you, Alan. And he's on Sessions.
Playing, dancing, and swaying, rocking and rolling, that's why they make beer. Hey y'all, who hang the walls, who stack the straw, listening to Tim McGraw, to all y'all who work it all.
times and 40s and 60s and cases to get our beer fixes. Here's to the weekend we went hunting and we didn't even see a deer. That's why they make beer. Backyard barbecues, beer goes good with no matter what you do. So grab a cold one, this one's for you. That's why they make beer. Cake parties and tall ones, expensive IPAs you can shotgun. Here's to the liquid courage that helped us overcome our fears. That's why they make beer. Say a cheer to the people that make that beer. Hey y'all, it's Mardi Gras. They'll throw their beads, you'll show them all. It doesn't matter if they're big or small. That's why they make beer. There's a cooler on every corner. There's a bartender who will pour you. Here's to the home team winning every game this year. That's why they make beer. That's why we drink. We drink beer. That's why we drink. We drink beer. That's why we drink. We drink beer. That's why they.
Alan Turner right there on Sessions. That's why they make beer. And like I said, I agree. If you've never seen the video, do it. It's a great video. Go to YouTube. Alan Turner, That's Why They Make Beer. I mean, it's a very well done music video. Somebody who has shared the stage with Alan Turner, Blue Sky Riley. She's here with her band Blue Sky. What's going on? Welcome to Sessions, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, quiet already. Oh, my goodness. This is not a good start. All right, Blue Sky Riley, you were here last summer, and it was a great interview, but now you're back with a whole band.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about the antithesis of this. We're going to be talking about some shows coming up, including the Sessions Concert Series you got coming up on April 13th. But let's get people reacquainted. Now, I get to pick the first one because it's kind of... I get to do that. It's mine. I have fun with it. Sweet Potato Pie. Let's reacquaint people about this track.
Yeah. So this song is really, it has a funny backstory, but my mom called my dad for, you know, just what we're making for dinner. And then my dad, she says, we're making sweet potato fries. Then my dad turns to me in the car. He's like, I got a great idea for a song about sweet potato pie. So he made a song about sweet potato pie, and here it is.
Okay. Here's Blue Sky. Sweet Potato Pie right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Sweet cherry pie on in the rain, cakes on the griddle,
Blue Sky O'Reilly Sweet Potato Pie right there on Sessions on Solid State Radio. You've heard that many times on the show, whether it's on Solid State Radio or on the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. She's back and she's brought a band. We got Luke, we got Stephanie, we got Wyatt, and they're all on camera. Go to the Sessions Facebook page and see their smiling faces. Leave a comment, question, thumbs up, heart emoji, and we will read them on the air. So, Blue Sky, what do I call you?
You can call me Blue Sky.
Blue Sky?
Yeah.
Blue Sky. So, you have had a career as a solo artist, and now you're here with a band. Talk me through this. I mean, what was the antithesis behind bringing in other people on stage with you?
Yeah, so I still completely love like the idea of being like a solo acoustic artist, but like, you know, you can always go so far, you know, by yourself, and like just being with a band opens like a lot of opportunities, and also having the ability to connect with other people while you're on stage is a huge thing, and like having that like kind of support to back you up is like such a cool experience. You know, and I was like, it's just cool. Like having a band in general is just like amazing. It's awesome.
See, a lot of times I hear the story in reverse. Like I play in bands all the time, and now all of a sudden I'm doing solo.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, flying without a net. You have to rely on yourself. But then, you know, there is the whole camaraderie thing. The guy had Cash O'Reilly in here, and he was talking about how he had a successful solo career, but he would be on a bill with some bands and just seeing how they all interacted, stuff like that. So you have to kind of feel that, right? You're just kind of like more of a comrade. Yeah. I mean, you walked in, you guys act like you guys known each other for 100 years.
Yeah.
You guys were jamming in the concourse here over at Lyric Mall, and it just clicks. So it makes sense. I'm excited to hear what you guys have got going on.
Yeah.
What do you have coming on? Obviously, the Sessions Concert Series going on at the Hitchin Post on Saturday, April 13th. It's going to be a good time. I'm going to be there. Attaboy's going to be there. Matt Bastardson's going to be there. And you guys will be there. Mm-hmm. What else?
So we do have a big Virginia festival coming up.
That did seem random when you talked to me about that.
I know.
By the way.
Is that where the dart landed?
No. That one's like mid-April, like April 18th and all that.
Sure.
So during that like week, couple of days, but that one's a big festival we're doing. And then I'm also doing like, I do like acoustic duos and stuff too with like my band members. So mm-hmm. I just recently did an acoustic duo at K-Blox with Luke, and I'm doing one at Gord's Bar in Marine City
tomorrow night. Yeah.
Yeah, with Stephanie. And then I'm doing another one at K-Blox with Wyatt.
Yeah. So. Nice.
Next week.
Nice.
Yep.
Let's talk about the music part of it. Obviously, are you going to integrate them into like recorded music?
Yeah. So, like in general, we're like working over like my originals. We're trying like getting that down, play it live, and then we have like writing sessions in general, like working on originals, like as a whole together. Like we're trying to like get that started and just write some originals as a band. You know.
So many questions. And I've gotta do this. Last week I forgot to go into commercial break, so forgive me, sponsors. We're gonna take a little bit of a commercial break. When we come back, Blue Sky, we're gonna be talking to them, and as you can see on the camera, they've got instruments, so they're gonna be playing. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits 97.7 WTGV. Stick around. The Sessions Concert Series is a great way to get up close and personal with the bands I play on Sessions. Another show is on its way with three bands you need to see live. Saturday, April 13th, come out to the Hitchin Post in Lapeer. There you'll see Blue Sky, Matt Bastardson, and Attaboy. I'll be there as your MC. No tickets to buy, no cover charge, just come in and celebrate Michigan-made music. The Post is located at 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. This is a 21 and over show. Saturday, April 13th, starting at 8 p.m. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascadon Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascadon Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascadon Lounge.
All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Thumb's Greatest Hits, 97.7 WTGV. If you're listening on Solid State Radio, you can see them live on Facebook Live. Go to the Sessions Facebook page, and there they are. I see they're from familiar, friendly faces. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke in the comments. We won't read the dirty jokes, but I'll enjoy them. So, Blue Sky, you brought your band in here with you. How did that all happen? I mean, you talked about a website that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's called Band Mix.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
I think the one I met you on was
band friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I met Wyatt and Luke on Van Mix, and then I met her on band friend. And so, like you were saying, it's kind of like a dating app, but like musicians.
Dating app, for, yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
A little, like, little less creepy.
Little.
Slightly.
Yeah. So, like, basically, we just, like, I would say, like, looking for, like, band members, whatever. Like, alternative rock is mainly, like, the type of music that we play. We play, like, different music, though, too, as well. Like, we're going to be doing a country hoedown here. So, like, some country music. But in general, we played alternative rock. And so we all met that way. And then I originally first met with Luke. And we kind of, like, just tried to see how it worked out.
Sure.
And he has, like, a whole, like, band. Like, he has, like, that's where we meet for our rehearsals is, like, he has a whole
I have a whole setup in my basement of, like, a bunch of different amps, mics, everything we need.
Then you're very valuable.
Finding
somewhere to practice, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I hit the lottery, I would open up a studio kind of thing where bands could just rent space. You could print money at that point. Because there's a lot of parents who'd be like, oh, you want to start in a band? Oh, it won't be in my house.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, it's great because I think it's pretty much right in between all of us. So it really worked out great.
Yeah.
Yeah, like locations. Yeah, you guys' locations are not near Lapeer at all.
I mean, yeah.
Chesterfield and what?
Algonac.
Algonac. I thought you were making that name up. It's like, I think that was from Star Trek. I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're going to be talking more about that, and you guys are going to be playing. We played a song last time you were in studio, and I haven't played it since, but we're going to do it again. Color Me Pink.
Yep.
Yeah. Talk me through this one, because it's going to get bigger, from what I understand.
I'm going to be recording in Nashville here in April 1st to April 4th. I'll be in there, so I'll be recording some music. But this song's really about, like, my mom's breast cancer awareness and her journey through that. And that's what it mainly talks about. It's kind of like a fight song in that sense. And it just really talks about her journey going through that. So,
wow. Very cool. Let's check this out. Here's Blue Sky Riley. She's here with her band Blue Sky. Here's Color Me Pink, and it's on Sessions.
Jumping down 16, I'm away to the show. It's 2021 and I'm 13 years old. My mama got a car that nobody wants to hear. She said, color me in pink. She said, color me in pink. She said, color me in pink. Get ready for the fire, my dear. Rise up. Things up. Coming in high. But goes to the ones that need it the most around the world and calls to prayer. Live strong, stand your ground. Live strong. Color me pink, color me bad. I'm pissed off, not fighting mad. Color me pink, color me bad. I'm pissed off, not fighting mad. Rise inside, raise my light. Let me hear you. Oh, I'm done crying. I'm not taking no more.
Blue Sky Rally, Color Me Pink right there on Sessions. And yeah, with the full band, that song could really rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got the full band here. We talked about how you met Luke and kind of on step with Stephanie, right? We touched on that. What was the audition process for that? First of all, how'd you guys find Wyatt?
Also through band mix.
Yeah, it was also for online. Me.
Yeah.
That could be, yeah. It was really cool. I just, I had a project I was working on with some people and, it wasn't really going as fast as I wanted. Like I couldn't get them to work with me like as much as I wanted to. So
it can be difficult.
It is. So, you know, no ill will or anything like that. But, I just kind of had a moment. I was like, all right, it's probably time to search for something. So I went on the website. I had it a long time ago. Tried it out. It didn't really do anything for me, but I just went on it again, kind of revamped everything, and the next day Sky reached out to me, and we all met at a show, like, next week. I was like, well, that was quick. Got to be a catch here. And I was like, this is...
It's funny. We actually all met up at an Alan Turner show Sky was opening up for.
Yeah, it was at Rogers Roost.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
So that's where you all met?
Yeah.
And you met up at...
Yeah.
Yeah, just to... Yeah, like you said, make sure we're not cops or anything like that. Yeah. Yeah. And after that, I think we just scheduled, okay, when's our next practice going to be? And, you know, talked about, like, what are your ideals? Do you want... Are you serious about this?
That's the correct way of going about it, because you almost kind of have to gel personally as opposed to... I mean, also musically, but you know, I kind of want to be able to get along. Right.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. You don't want any conflicts in a band, you know, that's going to be difficult.
Right.
So when you were looking for band members, I mean, did you go with a different, with a certain recipe you were looking for?
Yeah. I mainly put like just going to be playing alternative rock music, you know, mainly because that's kind of like what I want to venture towards mainly. Like, I still enjoy like doing all that country music, but I listen to more and I enjoy playing more that alternative rock music.
Right.
And so that's what I kind of wanted to go into. And that's kind of like where like our common, like that's what we're all kind of like looking for.
Sure.
So
I'm excited to hear what you have coming up. And you are going to be playing live, but I want you to talk me through that first time you guys all plugged in and played together.
Yeah.
Talk me through that.
Oh, wow.
And this is a free-for-all.
I know.
I remember. You guys are all so nervous.
It was intimidating. Yeah.
Everybody was so nervous.
All right, Luke, you talk us through
that.
I really remember.
Oh, no, everybody came over to my place, and it was like, you know, we were just going to play a couple songs, see how well we meshed and jammed together. And so everybody came over, and it's like... My basement's pretty cool, and it's like it's got a bunch of amps everywhere, the whole mic setup, whole PA system.
Nice.
And so, like, they came over and they were a little nervous to play, but like eventually they became more comfortable, and then we all just gelled, and it really worked out well.
Well, I mean, it has to be because I know a lot of bands they've known each other for years, and you know, this band, but here you guys were kind of starting off.
Yeah.
Kind of like the three of you guys didn't know each other.
No, not at all.
No.
So. And I had only talked to her on on that app, and she was like, "Hey, I have a show this Friday. Come by."
I know, right.
So I was like, "Okay, I'll be there."
No, no, you're playing.
Yeah, right.
I was afraid of that. I was actually like, she was like, "I'm playing a gig this weekend." I was like, "Oh no, am I supposed to?" I didn't know.
Still showing up.
I wanted to go fast, but I didn't know about
why
this.
Why still has his gear in the car?
Yeah,
just in case.
Yeah. All right. So what was the first song you guys jammed on?
Oh,
I remember because I was terrified. It started with bass.
And,
we were all standing around. We were like a Seven Nation Army.
Oh, okay.
And everybody was
basic.
Everybody was quiet, and I think Luke was like, "I think this one starts with bass." And I was like, "Yeah, I guess it does."
Yeah, it does. Thanks for pointing that out.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
John chiming in says, "Digging it!" 2 exclamation points. Thank you, John, for chiming in. We are going Facebook Live. If you guys want to. Add a question, comment, or concern to the conversation. We definitely appreciate that. So there is plans of recording originals with the whole band and all that.
Yeah, that's still in the process, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been really focusing a lot lately on originals, working on, you know, some that Sky has already started and then some others that we just... out of the blue.
So it's going to be a collaborative effort. Everybody's going to be... bringing in song ideas.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You guys want to play?
Sure.
Let's do it.
So we got the guitars here for nothing.
Yeah. Just for love.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for stopping by, guys. Good night.
Yeah.
All right. What are you guys playing tonight?
Oh, we're playing some Nirvana, right?
Yeah, I think we'll start with some Nirvana. Yeah. Everyone likes Nirvana, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Most people have heard of them, I think.
Most people.
I think I was the only one. I am the only one alive that when Kurt Cobain killed himself. So.
That's
yes,
weird,
that
yeah.
checks out.
I remember that when that happened. That was freaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's see how do we...
More.
Yeah, gotta situate this.
I can go back to my upright bass days if I have to.
Meanwhile, Stephanie's gonna kill each and every person with her guitar.
Yeah. Right.
Good like that.
I think so.
Yeah. I'll just do this.
Take an orchestra.
Stephanie, do you sing at all in this?
Not in this one.
Okay, we're gonna lower the guitar, the microphone just a little. There you go. Perfect.
Right there.
I do a little backup on this one.
Okay, then you're about perfect.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Broke Shines me like a Pisces when I am weak. I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I've been drawn into your magnets. I wish I could eat your cancer when you turn black. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever dancing, priceless advice. Hey, wait, I got a new complaint. Forever dancing, priceless.
Nice, nice, nice.
Cool.
As many times as I've heard that song, it's great to hear you guys' rendition. It is fantastic. Now, you all come from different musical backgrounds. You all come from different bands and everything. Here's a question I love asking. A pre-gig ritual, something you've got to do before you take the stage. Maybe not an OCD kind of thing, but something you just feel like you need to do. Everybody has one. So, Wyatt, we're going to start with you.
So, I have a pre-gig panic because I've played one gig to date so far. These guys have definitely done a lot more than I have.
You've only played one gig?
With these guys, yep.
Oh, I'm talking
in
about...
general.
You've
in
only
general,
played only one gig in general?
Yes.
And where was that at? Was it Dairy Queen or something like that?
Yes, it was the Dairy Queen parking lot. No, it was Rock for Tots.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. That was my first gig.
With this band here?
Yep, yep.
So they broke your cherry?
They did.
Oh, no kidding. Ain't that something?
Yeah, it was awesome. I was excited. I was terrified. It was a great experience.
So your ritual was just not puking.
Yes, that was most of it. Yeah, acting like I wasn't nervous was my pre-ritual.
Well, what do you got? How do you guys think he did on that show?
Great,
he did great.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I might have been more nervous than you.
I don't know.
Yeah,
more nervous.
Yeah,
Stephanie, you have some stage experience in your own right. So, what is your pre-gig ritual?
Obsessively making sure everything's in my gig bag is one. Yeah. I go through my bag and I go, okay, I have my guitar, I have my picks, I have my cable that goes to this, and this cable that runs to this, and I obsessively do that probably 4 times.
Oh, yeah.
And then, when I'm on stage, I always, even I did it today, I'm sure if you're watching, you saw with my hands, they get really warm because I'll get, I don't know what it is, just when you're on stage, nervous or what it is, but I go, and I'll blow right on my hands. Cool.
So. Get like one of those blow dryer machines they have at bowling alleys.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Luke?
Usually it's just pre-show beer, you know.
Pre-show beer.
Yeah.
That's a good
get myself warmed up.
I've done that, and then it becomes like 5 pre-show beers.
You just gotta make sure you have your first beer right before you go on. There's no chance that you have too many.
Yeah.
And Blue Sky apparently not ingesting bugs on stage.
Right. Oh, that brings me flashbacks. Yeah. No, mine is just I always have all the time, but usually when I have my when I'm opening up for Alan or whatnot, I'll have like a cup of tea that I'll drink for my throat all the time.
Gotcha.
And then so I'll have that, and then I'll just like make sure I also have everything, and then you know just be stoked for the show that I have, you know?
Your dad says, your dad said, great job, and he loves you.
Love you too.
apparently, he must be talking about Wyatt, because he says, thanks. From now on, his nickname is Cherry.
There it is. I need money.
I mean, well, it's kind of surprising because we were talking about ages because I want to know who I could legally offer a beer to because I'm going to be a little cautious about this.
That's just not me.
Yeah, just everybody but you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, you're like the second oldest one in here, and you haven't played one show.
Nope.
We're not gonna really hang on that, but wow, there's so many questions.
Yeah, no,
I mean, yeah, for that to happen.
Yep.
What do you guys have been listening to recently? I mean, it could be something out now, some classic stuff. When you're in the car by yourself, what are you listening to?
Oh, I have a good one. No, but this is like so like random, but it's recent and it's like it's not something you'd expect. But I've been listening to so much Beatles.
Oh yeah, you were just saying that in the car ride here. Yeah,
I know. I've been listening like
there's a lot of stuff to take from them.
Yeah, I mean,
in a certain small like 7-8 year span, they did a lot.
I know. Yeah. It was like a lot of like new stuff that just changed the music world. I mean,
so what era of the Beatles are you like? More like the boy band, Saw Her Standing There kind of Beatles, or are you kind of like the White Album, yeah, Kill Whitey kind of Helter Skelter Beatles?
Probably White Album.
Okay. She's like Revolution Number 9.
Yeah.
Luke, bail us out. What are you listening to?
Running in Circles by Dead Poets Society. My favorite song right now.
Yeah?
I'm loving that song.
Dead Poets Society is good.
Yeah. Dead Poets Society.
I don't know that song.
Really?
Sam, I'm so out of touch. I'm like, the movie?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a pretty new song. I think it came out last year or something like that. But I've been loving the song. I'm playing that a lot.
Gotcha. Our PD's probably got it in the rotation, but it's over my head.
I only know the song Coda by them, but...
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to check that out.
Stephanie, what are you listening to?
You know, honestly, a lot of acoustic stuff. Me and my friend recently started for fun playing Little Martha by the Allman Brothers. It's an acoustic duet.
Sure.
Really fun to play together. And ever since we started learning that together, I've kind of just gotten more into some like finger picking acoustic songs and acoustic duets. It's nice to listen to when you're driving. And
sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wyatt, same question.
Yeah, you know, just a lot of grunge lately.
Yeah.
I go through phases. I kind of have my bands that I like, and every once in a while I get a new one in rotation, but I kind of got my ones I know I like, and I stick to them a lot. But a lot of Soundgarden lately.
What, and I don't mean to always pick on Wyatt, but I'm going to pick on Wyatt.
You go ahead.
What is your guilty pleasure? Like one thing you do not want everybody to know that you listen to. Just go ahead and let us all know.
That's a good one.
Britney Spears.
You got me.
She's actually coming back retro. I mean, a lot of people are, I mean, I know some bands who actually play Britney Spears tunes on stage and they kill it. I mean, it's fantastic.
You know, that's one thing I brought up to you when we first met was I was like, would you ever do a rock version of Britney Spears? You were like, yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, that'd be so cool, though.
There's sorry, Wyatt.
No,
go ahead.
Good.
I mean, okay. And everybody's going to get a chance. Because then eventually I got to have you play a tune so we can end the show. But let's do this. What kind of guilt? What stuff do you not want us to know about?
I don't feel too guilty about any of my music choices, but I'm limping with the biscuit. I admit.
That's good.
I'm
a big
new metal guy.
I remember it was like they were like huge and everybody loved them, and then I was kind of became like Nickelback. I'm like, I listen to Limp Bizkit.
Now it's something you gotta hide a little.
Stephanie, same question.
Oh gosh, I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah,
I listen to a lot of weird stuff.
Like if we went through your playlist, like don't keep scrolling, no.
I don't know. A lot of older. Random stuff like what was it, Emotions by Brenda Lee that came on in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I wouldn't say I'm really embarrassed because it's great music.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I mean, I guess to people my age, when I'm in the car, I'm like, I guess I'll skip this, you know? Cause
okay, that's fair. That's fair. Luke.
Oh, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
I had a face.
Honestly, yeah.
She puts out some good stuff though.
Lady Gaga, Avril Lavigne. I'll say Avril Lavigne all the time.
Oh yeah.
So good.
Oh, Avril Lavigne. All right, your turn.
My turn. I feel, okay, this is bad. Like the, it's like that pop radio music. Like the Tate McRae. I've listened to some of her songs before, which I feel like 9-year-olds listen to. So people might think that. I also listen to like other different artists too, like Mac DeMarco. I know she knows who that is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm not too guilty about it though, because they're like good music.
There you go. Well, yeah, that's the answer. I don't feel guilty about it because I mean, I listen to the Spice Girls. Okay. Anyway, we're moving on. All right. So I'm gonna have you play another tune for us. You're gonna play us out with a tune. I want to thank you guys for coming out here and supporting local music with me. What are you guys closing us out with?
This is gonna be "Take Me Down" by the Pretty Reckless.
Oh my God, hell, I mean, yes, absolutely. All right, here we go.
Crossroads forever and a day for a guide to buy my soul. Spend a light and day, how much harder can I play? You know I gave my life to rock and roll. Here I go. Mama begged me please, yeah she got on her knees. Said you burn in the Mississippi sun. The only one standing here, so mama, don't you have no fear if I